Welcome back. You are listening to the Pensacola Expert Panel. I'm your host, Tammy Martin. It's so good to have you listening today. We've had the pleasure of listening to Lisa Murphy with Southern... Why am I blank all of a sudden? Southern Climate Solutions.
Yeah,
thank you.
You know why? Our partners. We work with them.
It's because you work with them. And I was just thinking of your... What we're going to do with you can be partnered with them.
Right.
So absolutely. Like duck cleaning, things like that. So we're going to talk about Gulf Coast Air Care. I'm here with Todd St. Orr's. And this is super important this time of year, especially for our health. Cleaning out your ducts, dryer vent cleaning, air filtrations. We're talking about this morning, getting things ready for the spring and summertime here in Pensacola. If you'd like to join in the conversation, you're welcome to call or text. The phone number is 437-1620. Thank you so much, Todd, for joining me this morning.
Nice to meet you.
It's nice to meet you.
We did this remotely the last time because I was in New Orleans at the national meeting for the Air Duct Cleaners Association. And so I thought we'd hit some of the highlights from that today and then just kind of, you know, go through the standard questions and inquiries. And I'm still surprised. I've been in business 29 years, and I'm surprised at how many people don't completely understand the duct cleaning process and haven't had it done, you know.
Right.
And we've done tons of work, and it's simple, easy, straightforward science and process and, you know, cleaning for us. But there's a lot of people that still have questions and concerns, and, you know, and it's like humidity. Humidity is a huge factor in indoor air quality and comfort, energy efficiency, like we have here in Northwest Florida. The humidity is
a big
factor in that. Yeah, yeah.
It's way out of control.
There's not anything you can do about the outdoors. The indoors now is a different story, but,
exactly.
You know, that's where we can help you at Gulf Coast Air Care. And if you have a question, you don't want to air out your laundry on the air, call us at 850-934-2768. Our website is gulfcoastaircare.com. And Vanessa is standing by. She'll be happy to take your questions, concerns, get some information, and then we can come out and do an inspection and estimate for you.
Right. And also, if you text in, I don't have to say your name either. So that can be, we'll keep it confidential. But I did have a friend text in, how often to clean a coil in house?
You know, the National Air Duct Cleaners Association has a huge specification. I mean, it's a thick booklet, and it tells you how frequently you should have inspections done. You should have cleaning done. Somebody should be looking at your air conditioning system every single year. There's a lot of people that prescribe to the, you know, twice a year inspection services. You know, we have a kind of an easy winter around here. I grew up in Colorado, so this is a really easy winter in Florida. But the biggest inspection, the most important one, is the one that you do in spring or early part of the summer to make sure that your air conditioner can get through.
Okay.
So at a minimum, in answer to the question, once a year, sometimes depending on filtration, that coil, that evaporator coil on the inside unit, it'll be dirty if it's been neglected, or it may be clean if you're using good filtration and keeping up your maintenance program.
You.
Yes, ma'am.
I love how you're an expert in your field. That's why you're here.
I've been doing
this
for a little while.
Like, you gave us tons of information.
I don't watch any YouTube videos to be able to come to work. Let me just say that.
Listen, that's all I do these days. Just watch YouTube videos in here and push buttons.
Well, you know, it's this is second nature for us. We've been in this climate for a long time, and you know, we're just happy to you know, I kind of consider myself a little bit of an educator, shell answer man, like, I don't know what to do about this situation. Call us with those questions concerns, and we'll be happy to help you and get you steered in the right direction. Because, you know, it's a big component about healthy buildings, energy efficient buildings, and comfortable buildings. And, you know, that's one of the things that we want to help you focus on getting it right.
Absolutely. You were out of town last time that we talked. Mm-hmm. You were in New Orleans, correct?
Yeah, the annual meeting for the National Air Duct Cleaners, and it's an international meeting. I mean, we had guys there from Italy, from Australia, from Japan. And so the Americans, we started the standard that we use for inspection, cleaning, and restoration of HVAC. And then the international community kind of said, wow, this is a really good idea. It's a really good basis foundation to work from. Mm-hmm. So we have an international meeting when we go. I usually go every year. I've served on committees for NADCA for many, many years. NADCA is the National Air Duct Cleaners Association. If you want information, it's nadca.com. You can download the standard. You can get questions answered about, you know, what to expect, because there's a lot of different approaches to air duct cleaning and HVAC restoration. I was a little surprised in that there are five or six member companies in Pensacola, and I was the only one from Pensacola, and New Orleans is not very far away. So, but it's expensive to maintain the training.
Right.
It's expensive to go to the meetings. And, you know, I just put a priority on it. It's important for us to have the credential, the standard. Obviously, you have to have an HVAC license. I'm a licensed contractor in Florida and Alabama. So, but there's a lot that goes into the foundation of your credibility and your experience. You know, you have a company that's been in business 29 years. Obviously, something's going on in the right direction.
Absolutely.
So, but you know, so for the annual meeting, there's recertification and training in that, you know, we all have to do continuing education credits. I mean, we're certified similar to any of the professionals out there. You know, and people sometimes perceive that as a, you know, like it's not as serious as a doctor's continuing education or an attorney, a CPA that, you know, you got to keep up with all the tax laws. But there's a lot of changes, and there's a lot of technology, and there's a lot of information relative to HVAC, the built environment, if you will, and in indoor air quality. And, you know, it's evolving like all of the trades and that situation. So,
well, with any trade, things can change within a year.
Yeah, absolutely.
Right? I mean, if you're not up to date on the latest and greatest or the education or the research that's come out, you know, you want to be the best for your customer you can be. And it's awesome that you go to these meetings.
Right.
And find out what's coming, what's different, what's changed, so you can come back here and tell your customers.
There is, because we want to be prepared for any scenario.
Right.
And there's a lot of changes in technology or changes in, there's been a lot of changes in the workforce since COVID and you know, as times have evolved. There's no young guys in the trades anymore. You don't see a ton of young guys going into HVAC, electrical, plumbing, and all that. And you know, that's a concern for us, because as it evolves, everybody's like, oh, well, you know, they're looking for tech jobs or, you know, technically oriented career deals. But, you know, there's a lot of that. And they address that kind of at the annual meeting this year with, you know, how you have to approach the younger workforce.
Okay.
That's not in tune with stuff. And then how do you train, or how do you react, or how do you present the new technology that's coming through HVAC and indoor air quality. I mean, they talk about the National Air Duct Cleaners Association, they commissioned a study, a white paper through a university, to make sure that we have scientific documented peer-reviewed proof that when you get your air ducts cleaned, that it has an impact on particulate, it has an impact on energy savings, it has an impact on the health, the overall health inside the building. And, you know, so we have this huge study that's been going on long term, and it's up for peer review towards the fall and end of this year. And so that will be out there. And, you know, if you want the government to embrace you, you can't just, you know, willy-nilly say, oh, well, you know, we're all about this.
Right.
You have to have science, you have to have proof, you have to back it up. Mm-hmm. And, you know, there are a lot of issues, not to get political, there are a lot of issues where that is less than, you know, I mean, people have made stuff up and it's become the norm. And it's like,
I hear you on that one for sure, especially in my last field.
The National Air Duct Cleaners Association is, I mean, we've gone to great lengths to, you know, do the kind of work that, I mean, they've been studying indoor air quality in several different climates. Part of our study included a really old building in Italy, and they didn't get that part of it done because of the COVID and then the, you know, what's going on in Europe with Ukraine and all that. So they're a little bit behind the eight ball. But, you know, the infrastructure, the building infrastructure in Italy is extremely old compared to our housing stock here, you know, where you find housing stock from. I work in houses that are built in the 50s, 60s, 70s, 80s, 90s. And so testing and evaluating and bringing scientific proof that what we're doing is valid, that's easier to do in the newer style built environment infrastructure that we have here in the United States. So
wow.
That covers a lot of the, I mean, we were overwashed by technical stuff.
Medical field and peer-reviewed is top of the line. Yeah, so if you want research and things are peer-reviewed, that's where you go to. So that's great that they have those studies. You're listening to Todd St. Orr's with Gulf Coast Air Care. If you would like to join in our conversation, you have a question, 437-1620, or visit their website, gulfcoastair.com.
That's Gulf Coast Air Care.
Aircare.com. There you go. And what's a good phone number for them to call?
850-934-2768. We still have that landline. We've had that for 30 years. We're happy to take your calls and answer your questions, get some information about what you've got going on, and then we can help you get on the pathway to a solution for a clean, comfortable, energy-efficient home or workplace. So just happy to help.
Absolutely. And I know we get a lot of questions recently about duct cleaning and dryer vent cleaning. Those are things that you take care of.
Yeah, absolutely.
And air filtration, HVAC maintenance.
You know, on air filtration, if you don't have a good air filter, you are one. So that's my little tagline that I've been.
You do have some funny things on your.
Well, yeah, you have a copy of the April newsletter.
I do. It's great.
It's not on the electronic version is out there, but we had an issue with the printer this month, so it is coming soon. But we've been doing a newsletter just to stay in front of our customers for 11 years, and I produce that newsletter. It's a short read. It's like a bathroom
it's
material
great.
Maybe or something like that.
Yeah.
A little bit of a funny bone, a little bit of
funny.
Things to think about for the spring or the current, you know, weather patterns or the season that we're in. And then, of course, I'm a music guy, so my column always has a music recommendation. The week before I went to New Orleans, we were at the music festival over in Suwannee, and just, you know, great to get away and be outdoors in the nice weather and all that. So if you need, you know, if you're stuck on the same loop on Spotify, hit me up and I will give you the latest, greatest bluegrass that will get you going there.
I'm gonna write that down for you for next time you come in. We're gonna start this show with bluegrass.
Yeah, there we go.
I'll find it for you, don't you worry.
All right.
Look, it says whenever I feel blue, I start breathing again. It's like dad jokes right here.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, and if you've got dad jokes, if you've got material and you are one of our newsletter readers, you know that I am always looking for material. Reach out to me. The best website, you know, our website is gulfcoastaircare.com. The best email is info@gulfcoastaircare.com. If you have a question, a concern, a comment, you know, we're happy to take your feedback and hear your concerns and questions about what's going on out in the environment there. So I brought a couple of notes to talk about. You know, obviously the recertification training is really important. You go to that annual meeting. The designation that we all hold is ASCS, so Air Systems Cleaning Specialist. And I've been on the certification committee for years. It is not an easy exam. You've got to work out in the field for 9 months to a year, 2 years in some cases, to gain that knowledge and information and experience to take that test. And, you know, it's not a bunch of pixie dust that we sprinkle on somebody.
Right.
It is a ANSI standard. It's a big test, and everybody takes the prep course and passes. You know, and I've got 5 ASCSs in my company, which is, you know, it's important to us. That alphabet soup behind everybody's name doesn't necessarily mean anything to a customer base other than knowing that, wow, these guys know their stuff. They are certified.
Right.
They are educated and experienced, you know, and I think that's important.
And I think it's important to educate everyone on the different tests you have to take, because I know I didn't know that.
Right.
You know, what is the standard? What do you need to have? So when they go looking for someone to do this, they need to look for the certifications that you have.
Well, you know, a lot of people, they want to shop by price.
Right.
And if you've got somebody that's certified, you know, it's like a doctor, you know, a specialist as opposed to a regular internist, you know, that might not be a good example for duct cleaning comparison. But if you have a really low price, like if you're buying a diamond ring for $10, you are not getting a diamond
ring. Right, absolutely.
So, you know, and so price oftentimes relates to the amount of experience, the way that the process is done. You know, working to the, it's called the ACR standard, Assessment, Cleaning, and Restoration. We just upgraded the standard as an association in 2021. That's available for download at the National Air Duct Cleaners Association website. And, you know, and I think that so people say, well, you know, I had no idea on the price on this. And then when we get there to do the work, I mean, I've got two jobs going this morning with two separate crews. And we start unloading equipment and come mm-hmm. into the home and start the process. And people are like, their wow. eyes get big. They're mm-hmm. like, oh my gosh, I had no idea. And, you know, that's the thing that, you know, it kind of goes along with, you know, the education and, mm-hmm. the, and we get referrals after people have had the work done and seen, you know, how we provide customer service. We clean up after ourselves. You know, we show up on time and do the work. And people are just like, wow, this is not what I was thinking.
Right. And so, you don't want.
Have you ever had your ductwork clean?
No, not in my current home.
I gotcha. And you live in a single family home, right?
I do not. Not right now.
Oh, okay.
But before, we did have it done once, I uh-huh. think. But how many times a year should you have that done?
We tell people, you know, and there's a reference in the standard about how frequently. So you should have an inspection done every year.
Every year. Okay.
The duct cleaning process is typically a process that goes maybe 5 to 8 years, depending on, you know, there's a lot. It depends on the thermostat. That's the only tool on the wall that you have.
Right.
And you and Lisa were talking about that hygrometer, which uh-huh. gives you an additional tool. So if you get control of the humidity and you have the thermostat at a reasonable setting, then you talk about the number of people in the house, mm-hmm. how clean the house is. I mean, like housekeeping is part of an issue. And then, how you run the filtration.
Okay.
I mean, filtration is a huge part of capturing the particulate and the allergens and spores and all that that go into the air conditioning system. If you neglect your filter or if you don't have good filtration in place. And, you know, I see a lot of cases where we get to a house and the return is undersized mm-hmm. and they're using these cheapo filters because they don't really, they can't put a good filter in place because the air conditioner just would be laboring. You know, my analogy I always use is like trying to run but breathing through a coffee straw. When your
right.
return's not set up correct mm-hmm. where the air filter is, you know, that's one of the issues that we find. So there's a lot of things that goes into how frequently you
okay.
need to clean the ductwork, but it's not an every year thing. It's a, you know, it's an. And I run into houses that have never had their ductwork cleaned in 40 years.
Okay.
And then I run into new construction that's mm-hmm. 3 years old, and we open up the duct system, we open up the equipment, and like, wow.
Really?
This is furry. It's hairy inside there. I mean,
wow.
Scary. There's mold growing, all
that
kinds
is scary.
Of stuff. And, you know, a lot of that has to do with those contributing factors mm-hmm. like thermostat setting, filtration, and, you know, the load on the people in the house. So.
Right. Mm-hmm. And you also want to look at the health of the people in your house as well.
Absolutely.
I mean, are your kids getting super sick all the time? Respiratory issues, sinusitis is what Lisa was talking about, things
right.
like that. There's something occurring all the time, and you're thinking, what in the world? Why does my child keep getting sick or me keep getting sick? You know, call up Todd.
Yeah, as you get elderly, your kind of immune system is,
right.
it relaxes a little bit. I mean, it's reduced. So you're not as able to, you know, stay as healthy as when
right.
you're younger.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the other thing is if you have young kids developing respiratory system, their breathing is much more rapid. They are shorter, smaller people. They're lower to the ground. That's where all the particulate
yes.
is because it's settling out. And then, you know, the housekeeping issue. So there's a lot of factors that goes into an air duct cleaning process, and we can help explain that to you. And what I've found is pictures worth a thousand words. You know, you'll call in and say, well, how much is it? You know, how does it work? And Vanessa will tell you, hey, we want Todd to come out and take a look,
right.
do an inspection, or one of the guys. I have several estimators. And we want somebody to look at the system to make sure that, one, it can be cleaned, and two, the condition that it's currently in. And then we set that expectation on, you know, where are we going to go from here? Because we're in a horrible place, or this one's not too bad. And on an infrequent occasion, I find a system that's super clean, and I have to tell people, you don't need what some of these other companies have said that you need or have tried to sell you or whatever. And, you know, that's not too frequently, but, you know, on occasion
right.
we find
that,
a system
definitely.
That's clean. It doesn't need to
in
be
In this
clean.
Day and age, we don't need any extra cost for no reason, right? I mean, we have enough as it is.
Yeah, for sure.
You are listening to Todd St. Orr's with Gulf Coast Air Care. You can head on over to their website, gulfcoastaircare.com, or give them a call, 934-2768. If you'd like to ask Todd a question or join in the conversation.
Yeah, we got a couple minutes left.
437-1620.
I see that you have a special this month.
Oh, yeah, yeah. So we every month in the newsletter, we run a special, and we're kind of focused on that it's the beginning of air conditioning season. Mm-hmm. I have done a ton of spring checkups, getting everybody ready to go into this. But the biggest thing that we find out is duct leakage. I mean, you have a new piece of equipment. You maybe have an air conditioner that's 5 years old, but it's been connected to a duct system that's 20, 30, 40 years old. So are they compatible? Right. I mean, did you go up in size? How leaky is that duct system? And you don't really know about that until I don't do anything without a test. If you don't test, it's just a guess. So one of the things that we are doing is making sure that if you are not sure about your duct leakage issues, that we can help you with a discounted duct leakage test this year. So,
and it's $100 off.
Yeah, and we took $100 off. And, you know, I feel strongly about, you know, doing the testing and getting valid data with the information, you know. And so right. I think that's one of the things that we kind of excel at is, you know, I was one of the first indoor air quality guys with a blower door in town in 2007. Mm-hmm. And I spent a bunch of money on this whole program of education and equipment and all this stuff. And people thought, why are you doing, you know, what in the world? So now we have guys that call us up and say, hey, we need help with your blower door. We need help with, you know, your expertise, your experience mm-hmm. in indoor air quality. And so that niche has really worked for us. Mm-hmm. And that air duct leakage niche mm-hmm. is one of the things that really, I'm watching these guys on TV working. I'm distracted over here.
We have really big distractions, four massive TVs. And are you hungry now? We're trying
almost as
food.
Bad as when the Grits girls come in, you know, right before you,
it's
know,
like squirrel.
You get hungry. Yeah, that's it. So. But, you know, if we can help you, we're getting close to the end here. If we can help you, call us at 850-934-2768. Go to our website, GulfCoastAirCare.com. We're happy to be a resource for you. You know, if you've heard something that you're like, I'm not sure that's really mm-hmm. true, I'm not just going to tell you an answer.
Right.
I've got stats. I've got data. I've got, you know, literature. We can help you figure out, you know, what is UV all about? You know,
right.
That's a big question we get right now. That was covered kind of in NADCA. So, you know, you just feel free to reach out to us and let us help you.
Todd is a wealth of information. Definitely a wealth of information. Thank you so much for joining me this morning. It was a pleasure.
That was nice to meet you, Tammy.
Thank
I've been listening
you.
For a couple weeks. So.
Oh, thank you. So good to have you. Coming up, we have Avalon HR. Thank you so much for listening to News Radio 92.3. After a quick news break, we'll be back.